Roger.
All right. Well, man, we're a day late here.
Yeah.
Dollar short, as always.
Many dollars short.
But today is Tuesday, not Monday, and we'd like to welcome everybody to another episode of The Horrible Influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. How was the week up in the great country?
Dude, it was... We did a lot of shit, man. Went out on Friday, flew in... one of Melissa's friends has his pilot's license, so we flew with him like an hour away, and then we went hiking, and then flew back. So that was probably the richest thing that I've ever done before in my life. I've never flown somewhere to go for a walk. But so that was fucking cool. Went and cut down our own tree. That was new. As you can see, it's
God,
just
I hope we can post
just
a video for
gorgeous.
This.
It is one of a kind. That
we
is
had to
sure.
stuff it in the storage unit on the wing, so you got a little ate up.
Yeah.
Well, we got a ton to talk about today. Shout out to Mike, who is going to receive the
Fallout Boy.
Fallout or,
not
Boy.
Fallout
yeah.
Boy.
What's his name?
What's his name?
I don't know. It's some horrible
not
game.
Not Fallout Boy. What the hell is his name?
I don't know. I
Vault
can't
Boy.
See it. Yeah,
it
Vault
Boy?
Boy. That's it. The Vault Boy bobblehead from the loot crate that we received last month. And with that, he gets his topic thoroughly covered, and that is the Star Citizen myth. I'm going to go ahead and call it a myth for now.
Myth. Yeah, that's fair. It's, yeah, you know, yeah, like a unicorn. That's fair. Yeah. It just doesn't exist.
That and with a lot of other gaming stuff, we're going to probably go, I'd say, short on the science half of this episode to leave room for lots of gaming.
Yeah, honestly, man, I didn't... I guess Star Citizen counts as space, so kind of...
Science fiction. Kind of
double killed it today.
Yeah, that'll work. I do have one thing. Found the guy on Joe Rogan's podcast. I don't know if you've listened to this one, but they had a writer on there by the name of Graham Hancock.
Yeah.
Right, and he's been described as kind of being a... Well, he'll tell you he's described as a pseudoscientist, even though he's not a scientist. But when you hear the guy talk, he sure sounds like he wants to be one. But the big thing on his was that he believes that 12,800 years ago, a meteor impacted North America, and that was the cause for the Younger Dryas extinction period. Now, he likes to ball all of this up into like one thing, because he wrote Fingerprints of the Gods, and he has a new one out. But I thought, man, but this guy has so much evidence, and he convinced Rogan just right out the get-go. I mean, he believes it is truth now, which I wanted to do a little bit of digging on him. Turns out he talks about being attacked for these beliefs.
Is he the one that it like he studies, you may have said it, my headphones cut out for a second. He studies asteroidal impacts on Earth. Is that like his?
Now he does. He is the guy that believes that civilization is much older than what we know. Like we're in belief that about 200,000 years we've been walking around in the shape that you see us today. His belief is that Atlantis, completely real. The pyramids were built much longer ago, like 15,000 years ago. And there is evidence of some of this, but his belief and some other people are there, and maybe every one of our listeners after we talk about it, believe that an entire evolutionary chain happened, and then right before what would have been our version of civilization, even the precursors for it, an event happened that almost like the dinosaurs wiped almost everyone extinct. Many of the most everyone died. Some of the people came back. A giant flood washed over Northern Europe, completely drug out most of North America from Canada down. And we ended up with what we have today as a second start. So there's a giant pause in mankind's evolution. We're not so much evolution, but progression with civilization. So what they're finding is stuff much older than Stonehenge that are perfectly aligned with star systems, which at this era would have been hunter-gatherer at best. You know, if we were there, it would have been hunter-gatherer. I mean, we're talking barely out of Neanderthal stage. But I get to edit a large chunk of this out because my downstairs neighbors are opening their garage. Awesome. Sound like a machine gun going off in my brain. But he believes this wholeheartedly, that we were evolving. We built pyramids. We built. We had people that had a great understanding of the cosmos. They could track even down to asteroid projections, and that things like the year marked by the Mayans and the years marked by these. God, I wish I could remember the name of this, but it's in near Jerusalem, where they've uncovered what he calls a time capsule. Stones with carvings on them that he says match constellations as they would appear today.
Oh, which, interesting.
Yeah, that's, and he says our sky changes, you know, every so many thousand years, it completely goes through the, well, it's like every 76 years you move a degree in the horizon, which we know that. And I think the problem is he takes a very solid idea that now we have proof of an impact in North America. They found something similar to nuclear glass, which you get when you have a superheated impact, it'll turn the sand into instant glass. And you can distinguish this from anything else. And there's like a layer of it in too many places to not be an impact. So that's fine. You have proof there. Then they can show that ice caps moved at such a speed that it would have had to have been a massive instant flood. Like ice caps were there and then they just weren't. Then they have fossilized
saying
records.
That they were pushed or that they were melted?
They melted and then just flooded down.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to Yellowstone and see this massive cutout in the rocks. And he says he can prove that it was water, but it wasn't done over, you know, thousands of years. It was done, close to that, but it wasn't done over, you know, a million years of waterfall. It was done at a very small amount of time, rushing very, very quickly. All of that's fine. It's the problem is then he takes it always a step further. Like, he can't leave it there. So then in his book, he goes on to say that all of these civilizations knew all of these things, and they predicted the future, and he starts grasping for straw. I mean, it goes from very solid evidence, and then he tries to make it fit his formula. And so he goes on Rogan and he gives out these very, you know, key points, like this is fact, this is fact, this is fact. And Rogan goes, well, how can anybody call you a kook? How can they say you're wrong when you can prove all of this? Well, if you go look up what people are calling him a crack for, it's not for any of that. That's widely believed. It's the little fringe shit that he tacks onto it, but he doesn't even mention it. He like puts it very matter of fact, like because of this, this happened, and you can see it because of this right here, and this matches this. And you go, well, not really. Like this, yeah, for sure the first part, but a bird with an eagle standing on its head next to a turtle doesn't have to be our constellation as it is right now. Like, it's some of this just doesn't add up too much. But the interesting thing about it, and the only thing that I've actually been able to find what is now becoming a little bit more standard practice, is that the Younger Dryas period, which, again, he tries to make it sound like that was unrecognized. Like, they call me a kook because I believe the Younger Dryas theory, which is a second extinction period, extinction level event that happened in North America, which is why we don't have the large mammals that we do in Africa. Because those should have been everywhere. Like, there shouldn't have been a distinction originally. So the reason why we don't have elephants here today is because during that extinction, we lost 95% of large mammals. Whereas Africa, which was on the other side of the planet from the impact, only lost about 25%. So although you do have a large climate change, you don't have that mass extinction. They would have been able to survive. You know, maybe depleted numbers, but they would have been there. But as for North America and South America, they'd have been gone. So now we're down to cats and smaller animals. You know, you don't have the elephants. You don't have giraffes walking around. You don't have these massive mammals. And he does. He makes it sound like that's his theory, and everybody attacks him for it. Well, you look that up. That's in textbooks. This is taught now. We know this event happened. We don't know exactly why it happened, but now they're finding the asteroid stuff. And now he's saying, see, I told you in 1994 or whatever it was when I wrote this book that this is what happened, that there was an extinction level event because of a meteorite. When they said, well, yeah, that could have happened. And so, but when he gets to the other end of his theory, it's mankind cannot cause climate change. The climate change that we're seeing today isn't caused from pollution. It's caused from a natural effect of this asteroid 12,800 years ago. Oh, so now you go to a global warming non-believer linked in to...
That's a jump, man.
So, and he goes, well, you know, we wouldn't have had an effect in this amount of time. I think it's crazy that we think that we could have done this damage. And he goes, you should clean up the environment, but there's probably more important things. Come on, man. Pumping CO2 into the atmosphere is not, no matter if the effect, maybe the effect isn't so great that we're melting the ice caps, but you're probably doing it just a little bit faster. I mean, he goes back to show.
Cars around, man. That's a big hit.
He goes back and shows that you have the largest amount of polar ice cap melting was before the Industrial Revolution. That's like his claim. I don't believe they were measuring that well. So he does. The reason he's called a kook isn't because of these very set in stone things. It's because he can't contain it to fact. He has to, and he's a writer. That's what he does. I think a lot of people, because he goes on and he speaks so matter of fact, and here's the research, and here's what was done. Well, not by you. You know, that you're just looking at it and writing a book, but it's fine. I mean, we do even less than that. It's just one of those things. Like, when you hear him go on these shows, and then Rogan comes on and goes, I can't believe that all of this research, and he even says it, he goes, basically, if it wasn't for you and this guy that came with him, if it wasn't for you two, we would know none of this. Well, no, you'd know all of this. You just wouldn't have him saying that climate change is fake. Everything else was done. This wasn't new. I don't know why it hooked me so much, but he seemed like a snake oil salesman while he was talking, and I got stuck on it. I got stuck on his story, and I just wanted to dig. And you guys can look him up. Like I said, the guy's done great work. He's a best-selling author.
Is it a recent one?
Graham Hancock. His new one is recent. His other one was back in the 90s.
No, I mean the podcast that he was on, Rogan.
He's been on several times. Right. But the last one was two or three episodes ago.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think it was one or two before the last fight one that they do. So that was...
Gotcha.
That was my thing. May, if you didn't know it, then here's your info from this one. Looks like a meteorite probably did hit North America about 12,800 years ago and did cause the Younger Dryas extinction. Look into it further than that to see if you believe that all of civilization was halted, if this caused all of the global warming that we see today. We'll see. Maybe it'll open someone's eyes up to something new, and they can come back and say, no, he is right. Like, this is the reason. But I wasn't able to find anything definitive after the Younger Dryas event that was categorized.
That's interesting, dude. It would be interesting to see in the future that did end up being true, and that us worrying that, what am I trying to say? Us wanting to believe that we're a bigger fucking deal than we actually are, I wouldn't be too surprising.
I think the negative implications of that is what's bad. I think if we find out that we didn't cause this damage,
oh, it's game on.
It's game on. We're just gonna, and then we're just gonna destroy the place.
Yeah, like we're gonna figure out how to put an exhaust pipe out of the bottom of the planet, and we're just gonna turn the entire thing into a fucking motor.
Right. So, yes, I like the idea that this is just part of a cycle, and we're fine. He also went on to say that we are very much due to get slammed by something again. So, about every 13,000 years, you're gonna have a catastrophic event. And we're at like
13,000
something. He had a lot of theories, but that's his new thing that he's onto now is predicting kind of the end of the world.
Oh god damn it! Okay, you lost me.
His is more of a we're a civilization that can now do something about it, so we should be prepared to alter, you know, the course of asteroids. Like I said, man, he starts off real strong, and then at the
him
end
and
of
Bruce
it, I was
Willis.
Like,
What
are you talking about,
put
man?
Put some pen on paper. Blow a fucking asteroid in half. Come on, dude.
So,
the people who are so arrogant to think that they are going to be alive in this short human life for the time that the Earth comes to an end might be some of the most annoying people on Earth.
I mean, somebody's going to be right.
Someone's going to be right, absolutely.
And that's going to be the day. Like, these guys are just shooting for it. They're like, but what if I'm the one? Because one day some asshole's going to go, the world's going to end tomorrow, and then it's going to fucking end.
So what does he do? When the asteroid's flying towards Earth and it smoked a layer of satellites, we have no communications with anybody, there's no fucking television anymore, he's going to be sitting in his house on his rocking chair and goes, fucking told him.
Yeah, he's gonna have a cigar.
And then what?
And some scotch, and he's gonna go, I know Jesus is gonna reward me. I fucking told him.
That's
he's gonna get up there, he's gonna get a high five. Nailed it. He's gonna be like, I know I did. Old JC.
That's that shit. Promises of gifts in the afterlife.
Yep. But anyways, that was it. Well, it's not it for space news, man. I gotta call Pops up. Elon, man, I gotta get a hold of him. He's fucking slipping. Did you see it?
Oh, Amazon with their rocket?
I don't think it was Amazon.
Yeah, it's Amazon. Amazon with what the hell is the name of the company? Hold.
It's for sure not Amazon, right? I saw the company name earlier and I forgot to write it down. But they had the first reusable capsule that carries people, came back down to Earth, and they beat Boeing and they beat
They are Elon Musk. Also going 18 miles shorter than SpaceX, and they are also traveling at a slower speed. So what these guys accomplish isn't what SpaceX is trying to accomplish. What SpaceX is trying to accomplish is a higher altitude. These guys are making some goofy shit that allows people to float around in space for like 10 seconds. Elon Musk is trying to go to fucking space. Like these guys are trying to go to like what, like suborbit or something.
Well,
or like,
these guys managed to get a headline on the news that says that they beat
Amazon
both of them.
Founder Jeff Bezos said on Tuesday his space transportation company, Blue Origin, plans about 2 more years of test flights before it will offer rides to passengers. So it's a roller coaster ride,
Amazon.
And it's
Jesus.
From the fucking founder of Amazon.
Awesome.
I don't think SpaceX is any. They just want a bid for NASA.
Yeah.
Space exit. So they're still in the forefront.
They're fine.
Old Papa Musk, he's still in the fucking control seat for sure.
Still being my hero.
Did you watch that fucking video? I mean, it's super rad. That rocket is super neat. Like the way it.
I saw the images of it, its reentry, and then once it was on the ground.
It was pretty cool. They shift into like dorky 3D mode when the capsule shoots off into space, and it's like the worst 3D rendering of people in space ever. But I guess they're not trying to make it look real, because then they'd probably be called frauds.
Yeah.
About people that are like, those aren't real people. Well, fucking obviously. It's like, we'll just put them as stick figures in space and still confuse most of the people, but whatever. But I don't know. Looks neat. It's fucking crazy that it, the way, I guess it's just the way that it's balanced, that it just floats back or comes flying back down.
Sure.
I don't know if it's weights. I don't know. Science. It's purely science, obviously.
You say science. I think they contacted the man. I'm tired of Elon. He's been pissing me off since grade school. All right. Here's your rocket. How's it work? No one knows. All right.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for me.
Let people float around.
Well, I think that's going to go ahead and cancel episode 7's sci-fi, because I'm super excited to talk video games today.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm excited.
Super excited.
I was moderately excited to get into Star Citizen. Mildly excited.
For those of you listening that don't know what Star Citizen is, because it's a fictional game that'll never be released, it is a it was a video game by the guy that made, you remember it?
Wing Commander.
The guy that made Wing Commander decided to make another Wing Commander. So he opened up a crowdfunding page for this and received too much money. Once he received too much money, he decided to go a little bit bigger and make the most expansive interstellar game that's ever been made. He's now making a universe that is living and breathing. It has an economy that can be affected by what every player does. So if you were to barricade a planet and it couldn't get its primary goods off of the planet, you would raise the price of that across the galaxy. Cool concept.
Oh, yeah. These guys are the kings of concept.
Kings of concept. On top of that, it has a first-person shooter, complete game within it. You can land, walk around, customize your weapons, shoot and kill, right? Then get back in your spacecraft after you've captured your bounty and go on about your business. On top of that, but wait, there's more. There is a entire offline single-player game. Storyline, whole nine yards to set you up. So you have a full game inside of a full game. You have a turdunkin of a video game. I think that's it. I think there's also a like a multiplayer space combat where you don't lose your plane like you would in the real world.
Like
so
a
four games
match sort of thing.
Yeah, four games in one. Cool.
So with that being said, how many years has this game been in development?
4 years.
A solid 4 years. What do they have done?
Well,
now
you and I have played all they have to offer.
I've seen the hangar bay that they have to offer. That's pretty cool.
Well, it turns out that's just about it.
Yeah.
You can come into this game for the low price of, I think $30 was the cheapest ship that you can purchase right now. I, of course, am a sucker, so I spent $65 and got a
that biplane sack
ride.
Of shit?
Come on, man. That thing's dope. Get off my ship. It's cooler than your ship.
Oh, I'm off. Yeah. No, you can have it.
And if you could guess, you might already know because you did some research, what's the most expensive ship package you can purchase?
Hold it. Dude, I didn't even look into it. Not going to lie.
Today, a game that is not complete, that cannot be played. You're close. $15,000. take a second to get that in. $15,000.
For...
get you an armada.
Like,
you own every
ships?
Ship.
Oh, okay.
You own two of every ship and your own space station when the game comes out. Because there's no game
ship.
Now. But you buy it today. You can go on there and put your credit card down and spend $15,000. There are single ships that are $1,000. One goddamn ship. If this isn't pay to win, they're fucking everybody over, because it better
dude,
be pay to win
sure.
if I spend $1,000 on a ship.
Yeah, if I spend $1,000 on a ship, well, I'll kill myself. But before I do that, I better be able to blow a planet up with one shot of some ridiculous laser beam.
It's got to be the Death Star, right? If it's not the Death Star, fuck yourself. It's got
to
be the Death
Star. It should be able to look whatever you want it to look like.
They're going to send a development team to your house, and you just get to walk around and scratch your beard and describe fantastical mm-hmm. things, and they
yeah,
make
that's
it.
Fair.
That's what
fair.
Should happen.
I want
that's
a
as
giant
likely
flying
to happen.
Cock that shoots an enormous laser beam out of one of its balls. Well, that doesn't make... Shut the fuck up. I paid you a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
You will make my cock cannon.
Cacao.
That's absurd, dude. That is absurd.
If it doesn't... There is a guy that was interviewed. I'm going through all the news for this. This is why I bought the thing, because it had to be amazing. It had to be, because there was a kid. He's not a kid. He's technically an adult in his mother's basement, so you decide. But he works two jobs to afford the fact that he has spent $30,000 on Star Citizen. Star Citizen. Which
Shit Citizen.
is not a game. You played what I got to play. You get to go in with everyone that walks around looks the same. Pause. Before we talk about what the game looks like, did you look up, Sir Tyler, how much they've raised? Risen? How much they raised so far?
What is it? 98.4 million right now?
Yeah, $98.5 million. They have broken the Guinness Book of World Records for the most amount of money raised crowdfunding. It's the most expensive video game that has ever not been made.
Dude, Mike and I sat and we talked about this, and I may have been a little drunk, but he wouldn't agree with me that they made $98 million and they have fuck all to show for it. And that was okay to him. That was just fine. Like, oh, well, it's coming soon. It's just not ready yet. They've had 4 fucking years and almost $100 million. And they have a hangar bay
that you can
walk around in.
They have $50 worth of shit done, is what it looks like.
You know
like.
What's really interesting to me is when I hopped on Twitch the other day, there's nothing. There's literally nothing.
Well, what are you going to watch?
There's two video. There has to be something playable. Isn't there like a dog fighting mode or some shit that you can get into?
It has never loaded. I get in it. I start to fly. It glitches and shuts down every single time I've played.
I think people are getting robbed. I think
I got robbed. I believe this. He says he's got offices in Germany and Europe and all these places, and he employs everybody. He's worked so hard. He's for sure building a bunker somewhere and is going to just leave, and the green screen's going to fall over, and he's still going to be in his mom's basement and has just been showing rerun clips of them making Wing Commander. It's so bad. The graphics look all right when you're in your hangar bay and you're looking at your ship and you've got the graphics turned everything up.
It looked real good.
And then you start trying to move around and interact with things, and the button placement's not right. Like it'll when you're opening the door, you're actually opening the wall. Like it's not nothing's correct. You go into the cantina that they have, which is just set up. There's no people in it. But the audio is of people talking in there. Conversations going. It's just an audio track laid over it.
Yeah.
If you get too close to the walls, the audio track turns off because it was such a cookie cutter little square key point, like, you know, an activation area that they laid in there. You can get any game designer to make what they have so far 6 months.
Everyone looks the same. That was another thing that I said, man. That was another thing that I said. With $98 million, you could pull in more people to produce at a higher rate.
I can't understand it. He said they'll start laying people off if they can't bring in $2 to $3 million a month. They're still bringing that in. He's for sure just going to quit.
He's just robbing people. Like I guess there was some other shit about people from the company going and buying like houses and stuff. Now, I don't believe that it's time to be buying houses.
I believe you're getting paid minimum wage until this fucker's done.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
You can dole out the bonus. You give everyone fucking $20 million.
Start buying houses after you put a fucking game out, because right now it's being treated like it's success, like it is a successful game, but it's successful abso-fucking-lutely. It's not a game.
It's successful crowdfunding.
Yeah, that's it. They figured out a way to make pretty fucking colors flash in just a way that people just hemorrhage money.
Have you gone to, when you sit on the website, they have it broke down to these little octagons that show you what's been completed and what's coming. And it's just, dude, it makes you yearn for the next step. Like, I gotta say, I'm hoping that we're wrong. And February of next year, they launch the most incredible game that you could ever imagine.
Dude, that's the big thing with everybody who has like a gripe about this, or who decides to talk about it, like the YouTube videos and stuff like that I looked at. Everybody wants this to succeed. No one has any hope for it. Everybody just wants to see this amazing fucking game that is, I bet it's going to turn out even worse than a typical Peter Molyneux promise. Like Fable. Fable to this day is still not near as grand. Fable 3 wasn't even remotely close to what Peter Molyneux promised Fable 1 would be. Not even fucking close, dude. And that's what people are anticipating with Star Citizen. It's everybody wants to see it succeed. No one has any hope for it. Well, except for that fucktard that's spending 30 G's on it in his mom's basement.
That's the
problem. Godspeed to him. No,
if you're out 60 bucks, if you're out 30 bucks, you can be a little pissed, and you can get in the class action lawsuit that's going to come with it. I believe they will release the game minus first person shooter, minus a couple key things. It won't be as expansive. It won't work right. It's going to go glitchy as shit for a while until people just stop playing it. And their total cost of production is going to be $10 million maybe. And they're going to walk out with $100 million. Because it's for sure going to get up to 110 or 115 by the time it's done. They don't even have a crowdfunding thing up in there more. There was $65 million set for the goal to build the thing. Once you get past that, it just said extra money. So they made $65 million, and then they made $30 million more.
It's...
And, god damn, dude, the way... I listen to this guy talk, and I read his papers, and I read the interviews. It sounds incredible. The worst part about this is, if this does turn out to be a phone, like a just a phony fucking thing, you're going to end up... This will never happen again.
I'll laugh and itch my belly until I pass out from a lack of oxygen. I will be in fucking tears.
But you'll never see... How bad do you want this game? How bad would I want Eve plus all of this extra? Because I love the way Eve played, right? Like, it was fun to play.
If you're into having a digital character read books, sure.
Okay, the book part sucks. Book was dumb.
That was the entire game. But anyways.
Well, I would turn that on and then go to work and then come back and he'd be done reading. But
right.
And
what, turn on another book and...
But having your ship and, like, having the insurance on it and having, like, a real living universe was fun. But you couldn't go to the planets. You couldn't get... They were beautiful. You could look at them and you're like, I want to land right there, man. I want to go down there and I want to see what it is. And this is supposed to be that. I'm supposed to have... Every planet is supposed to be, and then when you start really breaking down what they're promising you, you start seeing how it's not going to work.
Funds raised have gone up $1 million since the last time I looked at this.
Nice. Yeah.
Which was fucking 3 days, 4 days ago, three or four days ago.
Yep.
What? Kill yourselves, all of you. Oh my God.
65 of those dollars a month. But the start breaking it down. A universe that is 100 solar systems wide. This is the promise at launch. This isn't a guess. This is what they said. 100 stars will be on the map at launch date. Each one of those with planetary systems around it. Each one of those planets will be completely rendered. You can explore them. You can go in, shoot, done as well as any first-person game. Every single planet. That's the same as you making 10,000 Call of Duty games and launching on one server. Oh, shit. Now it's not really making any sense. Like, there's no way that... What can handle that?
No, that doesn't make any sense. Unless it's just... I don't even know. Honestly, don't even know. There's...
You know, that's at the point where... Even $100 million, it doesn't matter how much money, that doesn't seem possible. Mm-hmm. Unless every planet just has one base that you can land on. And that's not what we want. You want explorable planets inside of a living universe.
Why... I think they would be better off making them like solar system by solar system or whatever, but I don't think people are going to support that. So I think they're better off and they're going to get better funding if they just lie out their fucking teeth. Because it like you said, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Asking for a game of that magnitude and seeing what they have accomplished in 4 years. Dude, this game's going to take... It's not going to come out on the... It's not even on the Unreal 4 engine. Huh. Fucking excuse me. I was going to say it was going to come out on the one after the Unreal 4, but it's coming out on Crytek, which is outdated as shit. But,
And I don't know if you saw this, but they've... Basically fired everyone that worked on the Crytek engine for him, which was the first-person shooter was on the Crytek backbone. And they said they served their usefulness, and they let him go. The game wasn't done. It was just supposedly the programming was done, and now they just have to go in and do the design of the characters, like what they're going to actually look like or something. That sounds like they went, hey, man, we can't do this. And then they went, choo-choo, go away. Yeah, oh, bye. By the way, you all signed non-disclosure agreements. So if you speak of this, we'll sue the shit out of you for potential market funding, which we're at $100 million now. So if we can prove that you tanked the game, we own you.
Right.
So I don't know.
Build professional sounds to you.
I've got my ship. If it comes out, I'm going to play it.
Oh my God. If you give them $12 million, they will build a professional sound studio. We'll move Star Citizen sound production from a home office to a high-tech facility that will give us access to cutting-edge sound effects and Hollywood voice talent. Get the fuck out of here.
They got it.
If you have $12 million, and that's... If you have $1 million... And you don't have a fucking studio, stop what you're doing. Reanalyze some shit. And get a fucking studio.
Kill yourself. And then...
I feel like you're a little far down the fucking road to be worried about... And why voice talent, man? Why does that matter?
If Kevin Spacey's not on it, I don't want to play it.
Dude, Blizzard has been killing it for years.
With programmers.
Those are just in-house fucking nerds. They're like, hey, Steve, you want to come talk like an alien? Yeah, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need the voice of a Zergling, so take a drink of this milkshake
and
gurgle it. Yeah, and that's fucking it.
Oh, that's it. There you go.
Fucking nailed it. On to the next one. But instead, these guys are going to have... Matthew McConaughey, if he's not in this game, everyone should sue the piss out of these guys.
He's just flying in his Lincoln fucking spaceship, rolling his boogers.
Yeah. Yep. Because if that's not a thing, that should have been the $14 million achievement. Oh, we got a sound studio, $14 million. We have Matthew McConaughey rolling boogers. I guess that was 2003, so that wasn't out yet. Oh, with that much money, they should have developed something that can look into the future and known that Matthew McConaughey was going to be rolling boogers and then brought him on anyways.
Yeah.
Because you have right. $14 million for no goddamn reason.
But twats. I said it to you the other day, man. You said people shouldn't fund this.
Yes, absolutely.
And my reply is, without this funding, it couldn't happen.
Sure.
If they deliver, it's game changer. People will fund a $200 million, $300 million game. If they
Well, they're
fuck
putting
this
out
up.
Shit sandwiches like Halo 5 for 200 and some odd million dollars. People
no,
are for
Call
sure
going
to...
Call of Duty was 15 million. 15, 1-5.
Halo 5 was 200 and some change.
No, that's what it made. It didn't cost that to produce. Let you look it up there. You're faster than my fingers are going to be on my phone. Because I'm for sure thinking that, I think I read that it was like 20 for Destiny.
Oh, okay. I mean, Destiny's a pretty clean game, right? I mean, I'm not a fan, but.
I think that if these guys had taken a game like Destiny and added starfighting to it, you'd have had a closer objective goal to what they want than what they're trying to build. It's just too fucking big. I think this guy got drunk and made a bunch of promises and just put a list of shit that he would do for millions of dollars. And was like, yeah, if you give me $100 million, I'll create a fucking symbiote universe. And then they did it, and he went, oh, my God.
Maybe I should stop drinking.
Yeah. You have to click a disclaimer before you give them money that says that you cannot have a refund due to a shitty game. That should tell you something right there. But they are giving refunds back. So if you... signed up in 2012, you were funding another Wing Commander.
Well, didn't somebody else back out?
Oh, lots of people are backing out now because they're saying, I signed up in 2012 to have a new wing commander in 2013 or 14. Not for you to try to create some crazy universe that's going to take you 10 years to build. So give me my money back. Like, he changed what they were building so many times that the original backers, they want out. They don't want anything to do with it because he's not building what he promised to build originally.
Yeah.
And he did start granting refunds for that. But if you've signed up, like, I could not go get my money back because I know exactly what he said he's going to build. And it says, when you pay this money, you can download the game. Once you download the game, it's going to be shit and you can't have your money back. Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Watching...
Hashtag free to play.
Watching the videos and stuff for it, the videos aren't even impressive. If they can come through and actually...
I mean, him flying out and that, like, the multi-passenger ships, that's a cool idea. That's like...
Oh, yeah,
me,
dude.
You, and a couple of the people can get on and we could pilot some Star Cruiser. That would be rad, man. That would be so fucking cool. It's going to cost you $15,000, but you could do it.
Maybe you and your buddies can pitch in.
Right now, I can hop in my single person, which is mine's kind of like a bounty hunter ship or like a pirate thing. Like, I got a little cargo bay. I can jump out and go to, like, one of the videos they showed is a communication satellite. And you can jump out of your ship and use your little boosters and go inside of it and power it up. You can turn it back on and you can steal all this data out of it. And then get back in your ship and leave. And you can make money. He says you're going to be able to make money. You can do a legitimate job in the game. You can get hired to move goods from one planet inside of a safe zone to other planets inside of a safe zone and make money. So if you can only afford the little $10 or $20 ship, some cargo beater, you can set your thing up to run these little cargo missions and make money in the game to upgrade to buy new stuff.
So
it'd be its own economy.
Okay. So, like, you can, what am I trying to ask? So you can set it up so it just runs autopilot, say, like, while you're at work or whatever.
I hope you could do that. I don't know if that's true yet.
So, I mean, if you're just having to run trade missions back and forth, I imagine that would get a little old, a little redundant.
It would, but that's what he's... I mean, that's that deal. Like, you can... It's just like Eve in that aspect. Like, you can spend money on a flex card, and you can sell that flex card online in a form for credits in the game.
Yeah,
you could just
for sure.
Not do any side jobs. You could just go buy shit and be you. Or you can go mine goods all day, not on autopilot, go sell that crap, and get credits that way. So there's going to be bounties. Like, if you have a bounty hunter ship and you outfit your guy for that, you can go and take over. You can find the guy in the universe. You can track him down. You can disable his ship. You can take him. You can throw him in a cryo chamber inside your ship and fly him back to the Republic or whatever and turn him over. and get a reward that way. And another player in the game, you could just freeze their character and go turn him in. This sounds amazing. It sounds like I can live in the future right now. I put on my Oculus Rift. I could get that little headset that auto-feeds you with the Cheeto balls. And I could just not go to work until they turn off my electricity.
Like we were talking about at the beginning, like, in theory, this game, or in concept rather, this game sounds great. It's everything that you could ever want if you're into space shit or fun. It's all of those things, but it's, dude, after 4 years of development, it has absolutely nothing to show for it.
You know, and he says that the universe is almost done. So the part where you can start venturing out of your hangar and moving around the universe and doing things, that's coming next year within the next couple of months. The first person shooter thing is supposed to be available in the next couple of weeks. So we're only a few weeks away from having the first person shooter thing. If they miss this mark, which they've missed a ton of marks, but if they miss something, I think, this significant, this late in the game, I think you're going to see a mass exodus. People are just going to start freaking out. It's too many promises over too long of a period.
Dude, they are not forthcoming with how much money they spent on Halo 5.
Were you able to come up with...
These goddamn headphones keep cutting out and it's fucking pissing me off.
Were you able to come up with what they did for, like, Destiny or something?
Destiny was $500 million.
Is what it cost to produce. Holy crap.
$500 million budget for Destiny.
I was way off on what I thought this shit cost. Well, whatever. You know, $100 million? I mean, that could, give me a shitty little game then.
That could very well include marketing. So that
if
takes
it
costs
$500 million to make Destiny, you're for sure not going to get the game that they promised for $100.
No, I completely agree.
I thought $100 million was just an unfathomable amount of money to build a game.
They have this fucking list of expensive games on Wikipedia, and it is such a big, sloppy fucking mess. And I don't, whoever put this together doesn't, like, know how to put numbers in order and shit like that. Dude, it totally cost of Modern Warfare 2, development was 50, and marketing cost was 200. So,
It costs nothing to make it. Well, not nothing.
The marketing's
$50 million, but.
Well, yeah, it costs four times as much to market the fucking thing, and that was in 2009. So
it's crazy. It's absolutely bananas.
Yeah, development costs for Destiny, just development, was $140 million.
So, if they use all of this money for just development, which basically they're getting free press coverage by ending up on all the news organizations with somebody sticking a microphone in their face and going, why are you robbing people? So they go, no, yeah, we're making this. Yeah. And then they explain it. It sounds great.
Right.
But alas, I hope it works. I got into my ship and I got to play the little fly. Well, I didn't get to play it, but I got to load it and try to move around. It's super glitchy. It crashes. The world is lackluster. All of the people are identical. There's no definition to any characters.
No,
so,
differentiating anything.
Yeah, what we have right now, if you can judge by what they've put out for you to get into in the alpha, unplayable, I guess, would be where I'd go with it. Concept, amazing. Product so far, garbage. Fucking muff
garbage. Yep, shit sandwich for sure. Like, yeah, we said, if they can do what they're saying they're gonna do in a decent amount of time and not just,
yeah, it can't be 10 years from now,
drag
it's,
it the fuck
it's
out.
Gotta be, you have got to release, you should have released the world without the first person and then started building the first person later.
Yeah.
But they're trying. I think they bit off more than they can chew. But either way, we can go round and round talking about if it
shit
works
citizen,
or if it doesn't work. Yeah,
Star Citizen.
But that's our look at it. I tell you what, I'm real excited for, and I am about 15 minutes away from playing this game. Far Cry, or not Far Cry? Just Cause 3 came out. I guess it's today. Oh my god! If you
still haven't played the other ones, dude.
If you're looking for realism, you're not going to find it.
Go to Star Citizen.
Yeah, go there. That's a big reality check. don't give your money to homeless people.
Well, they're not homeless anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah,
they got
not
a
anymore.
$98 million fucking castle. Anyways.
The
I digress.
The Just Cause game. Oh, man, we covered it from, I think it was PAX Australia when we did that coverage.
Yeah,
it looks amazing. The game looks like Just Cause 2, but bigger. Here's a couple things they fucked up already. There, with the launch, was a $25 downloadable content add-on.
Really?
Yep. So here's the game and fuck your face.
$60 for the game and then $25.
Yeah, $85 to get the complete game.
Get fucked, man.
Which, I mean, we might be going back to what we talked about before, how developers are saying $65 won't buy you a game now. AAA titles, for what we've put into them, it just, the money's not there.
I think the issue is that I don't think the problem is that $60 doesn't pay for a AAA title. I think the problem is that they're putting out a piece of shit game that isn't able to make it past the reviews. So these companies are spending all this money and all this time onto these games that are fucking terrible. And then when they hit the reviews, everybody just dogs the shit out of it, and then they don't sell. I mean, back when we were kids, when Nintendo came out, there was no downloadable content. There was no, oh, we're going to patch that. No. If you didn't hit it out of the fucking park on day one, you were fucking gone. You were E.T. You were filling a landfill in fucking New Mexico. It's Nevada, whatever the hell it was. It's unacceptable, man.
But these games are doing really well out the gate. There's no reason, like, if you're looking at it from that sense, the DLC, when they release it afterwards, is almost like you get this game and it's just going to keep getting better, which I get what you're saying there. Like, they're saying, if it's not everything you hoped it would be now, just remember you're going to get 3 new maps in 2 months, and then you're going to get a new character, and then we're going to add new guns. And the idea of a continuously evolving game sounds good, and I think it's gotten, I don't know what
I mean.
It's just corrupted now. It's not, they're so bold as to release a game and then say, and you can get the ocean expansion and the sky expansion today for $25.
If $60 wasn't enough to cover a $60 game, where in the fuck did you find the time to develop more shit for $25?
Well, what they're hoping is that everyone will purchase the game for $85. Like, they're saying this game is an $85 game. We know that you won't. There's some people that won't pay more than $65. So if you do, like, I only bought that. It's like the season pass crap. The day you buy Call of Duty, you can also spend another $60 or whatever and get the season pass. And everything that comes out, you'll receive. Except you won't.
They
cut it off at a point.
Does that end up adding up to be less than if you were to pay for each individual season pass? Or is that season pass just the DLC for... I never really understood that. Is that just for the year? Or why is it called a season pass? Why isn't it called a DLC pass?
I think Call of Duty is season pass. Like, it does expire. It will not make it any cheaper, at least with most of the games. Like, right now, you can buy for $59.99 Just Cause 3. And then for $25, you can buy the DLC now, or you can buy the bundle for $85. Like, it's the same price. There's not even a dollar off. Like, it's the exact same price whether you buy these bundles or whether you buy them separate. And what I did with games, like, if you, like with Battlefield, I didn't get Battlefield 4 until less than a year ago.
Right.
The deluxe edition was the same price as the original game was. I got every single downloadable content that is available for it for the same price that everyone else bought the game and then bought every expansion for. So if you just wait long enough...
But that's that shitty trade-off of, by the time you wait for the price to go down and you start playing the game, then a huge part of the fan base has already quit and moved on to whatever the hell else game is out right now.
Yeah, that is true.
So I mean, there's a risk of just being stuck with the poor kids while you play the game that's fucking...
You can't understand
a year old
Peru while you're playing, but... It's, you got to make a decision on whether you're going to buy them or whether you're not. I know with, like, Call of Duty, you have to buy the maps. You fucking got to, man.
It only makes sense.
Or you don't get in matchmaking. Like, it'll say you don't have the required maps to play. Well, this is additional content. I shouldn't be required to play it, but...
Titanfall did that same silly shit that night that you and I were trying to play, and it was telling me that I had to download free DLC... Because it was free, because it was on sale. So I spent 10 minutes trying to download the shit. Never worked. So I just stopped trying. Why not just have the maps automatically update? If you're going to make them free, give them to everyone. Don't make it a fucking issue, a project to go find them. Because Origin is terrible. But we don't have to get into that.
Oh, but we are getting into that because we had a request to get into that of everyone adding these goddamn third-party download things for their games. Blizzard's got one. Freaking EA's got one.
EA bugged me because all of EA's games were on Steam at some point. And there was a point in time where they went in and they pulled a good majority of their games off of Steam and then they went and they made Origin. Blizzard never had their shit. I mean, Blizzard had their launcher with Warcraft or World of Warcraft, and then it just kind of built on top of that.
But so they've got theirs, and then the one for Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, Epic has theirs now.
Epic had
but that's
theirs.
Like a. I wonder what Epic is going to do with that, because that's. It seems like.
Add it to Steam. Quit being a fuck. Put it on Steam.
I mean, all of Epic shit is on Steam as it is. So, I don't know. I'm not inside the minds of these fucks. But Ubisoft has their own has their own thing that has Rockstar has their own thing that has to launch inside of Steam when you're launching Grand Theft Auto. It's like the game already requires a shit ton of, like power and. RAM space, all that shit, and you're just going to go ahead and stack more shit into there.
Yeah, I know that it's not realistic that everyone is just going to use Steam, but just do it, man. Don't fight us. Just use Steam. Let me have it all. Steam has it figured out. They're doing it better than what you're going to do it.
For sure.
That simple.
Totally agree with that.
And you don't have to do any extra work. You just give it to them. Somebody has to maintain your launcher. It can't cost that much.
Got to be a cut that they're missing.
God, it bothers me. I don't want... And like I said, your buddy brought it up and said, you know, he wanted to talk about how every fucking shit studio has to have their own launcher.
Yeah.
Get off it. You know, let me have my Steam.
I agree.
Let me find all my games. That's where I get to learn about all these indie games. If you're an indie... developer, you better be on that green light getting your shit on Steam.
Dude, totally. It would be like if Steam, if iTunes, if Sony had their own music download program, and then fucking Warner Brothers had their own music download program, and then Sumerian Records had their own download program, and then fucking Nuclear Blast had their own download program. Roadrunner Record, we could go on for fucking hours, right, with record labels, but they're not. They're just on iTunes, and it makes the world a better place for fucking everybody. The only shit that you can't find on iTunes is, well, probably not music you want to listen to anyways. It's probably shit, right?
And there's multiple launchers for music. Like, you can get Google Play or whatever, but the music is on both. It's... Mm-hmm. If you're going to have your own launcher, fucking fine. also have it on Steam. And then don't have your own launcher.
Don't have your own launcher.
You're right. Record labels don't do it. You're never going to go on and Adele's new sob story isn't going to be on only on the Adele launcher, like the Tears launcher or whatever, feel bad for me launcher.com/org.
It's hard being rich as shit.
It's horrible. Jesus Christ. Anyways,
I had one, man, that was kind of interesting, and Melissa and I were over at my friend from dive school's house the other day, and he was like, "Hey, you're into video games and all that dumb shit?" I was like, "Yes." He was like, "What the fuck is Minecraft?" And the only way that I could explain it to this gentleman is it's probably the best game ever made. Taking into consideration what they've accomplished, the crowd that they have gathered, what little marketing they ever did,
the range of people that play.
Yeah, how much Microsoft has spent on it, did spend on it. The number of people that play, the hours that people put into it, and really, most importantly, how good the game is and the amount of shit that you can do in the game.
No DLC. Like
I was trying to blow through everything as fast as I could, and how well they set up Alpha that grew into a game. Like, granted, Minecraft and Alpha was not a gem by any stretch of the fucking imagination. And it got me, while I'm trying to explain to him, it got me thinking about how well they did and how much of the scene they changed with their ability to make a game from starting out as one guy with Notch making this thing in a basement, and then it grew and grew and grew and then fucking exploded. And now he's, retired for now until he develops a habit and crashes his helicopter. He'll probably be back to game development eventually, but I don't know. It was interesting.
I mean, now it's toys. Kids are obsessed with it. My girlfriend said they're probably playing it right now. she can't. It was like, what is this? This is Minecraft. Give me your computer.
man.
Just lose her to the void, man.
You can do whatever you want. Wait. You can say you want to build a tree in a house. Sure, you can do that. If you want to build a tree inside of a house, inside of a tree house, on top of a mountain, inside of a tree, you can fucking do that. And then you can blow all of it up with dynamite. And then you can start over again. Oh, you can run endlessly in one fucking direction. You can die of starvation in one area because you can't find any source of food. Then when you die and you respawn, you could spawn next to 17 fucking pigs. Sometimes you get fucked. Sometimes it's amazing. Anything can fucking happen in that game. And the different biomes and shit stellar job.
Doing the simplicity obviously thing. When I was trying to, she was like, well, how do you make this? And I was like, how would you make it in the simplest way? How would you make it? How would you make a bowl out of blocks of wood? I don't know, draw a bowl. Yeah.
You got
That's
it.
That's what you do.
You got it, little guy. The world is your oyster.
How do you make a sword? A couple of sticks and then a handle, man. What would a shovel be? Well, one less stick. if just squint real hard, and if you could imagine that looking like what you want to build, it's probably what you want to build. I walked in the other day and she was like, I polished the granite, and the floor was all shiny, and it's amazing. This is why this game was made. I love it. You're right. That probably is the greatest game ever made.
It fucking might be, man.
And everyone that hates it is people that haven't played it, and they go, but it's just blocks.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, that was Jared's response. He's like, well, why do the graphics look like shit? Like, Don't worry about it, man.
There's blocks. They look like shit. I mean, what do you want them to look like? Would you like them to look like Skyrim? You could do that.
You can do that. And
you can do whatever you want.
And, you know, that's when, the Xbox side, I don't really know about. So, like, changing the skins and all that shit on... I know you can change, like, your character skins on the Xbox, but, like, the environment skins, is that accessible?
I don't think so. I did a little bit on the Xbox, but it's it wasn't on Mac when I first got it. My MacBook Pro 08 model, you couldn't mod. It didn't have the right processor set up or whatever. So,
oh, okay.
But when I got my 2012 MacBook Pro, I could mod it. So that did. So there's a chance that the Xbox could now mod, but it couldn't originally.
Okay.
But that opened it up. I think a lot to kids. It blew Minecraft up. Like, the toys and stuff really started taking off after it hit consoles. Once you had Minecraft absolutely. In your living room, then it was, well, I want a creeper mask, or I want... They sell cardboard boxes at Walmart and call them fucking costumes. And I'm assuming they charge more than $1 for them. So it's...
They're hand-painted, dude.
Well, that's...
Custom.
It's like, people want to be Minecraft for Halloween. Well, what would we do? Just give them boxes?
Obviously.
It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest game that's ever been made. Because...
I think it is.
It's simple, and you, like you said, you've done it, I've done it. You will start playing Friday night, start get drunk, I'm going to play some Minecraft, and then work calls you Monday morning because you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Like it. Brent.
mistake. Don't ask me where I'm at. The house is built, the granite's polished, and the fucking goats are fed. Leave me the fuck alone. I've sheared all the sheep. I planted nice little flowers outside of the front door. I made a new pond. I think I might make an emote now.
I'm so productive in Minecraft.
For real. Like, on Friday when you decided to start playing the game, you're like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to do. 3 days later, you have an empire. You have more trained dogs than you know what to fucking do with. And if anything ever attacks you, you're fine, because this is going to be like this wave of wolves that cascades over a zombie or whatever the fuck. You've made friends with the pigmen in the fucking Ender Realm or whatever it's called. Yeah. The Nether. The Nether.
But they're the Endermen in the Nether. But those fucking Enders, I have had... I had a goddamn DMT trip about it, but a realistic version of an Ender is horrifying.
Oh, that, yeah. Do that, like,
that scream that they do when they see you when they're and you're like, why is that thing just moving blocks? The first time I saw it, I was like, what's he doing? And he's just picking blocks up. And I was like, that's my house, man. Like,
he's pulling your house apart. Yeah.
You can't. And then he looks at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you looking at it? And then it just, I'm going to shit my pants. It's a little square block. It means nothing. It's dumb looking. Goddamn horrifying. That just opens its mouth. And there it is. It's inside
just
of you.
Warps like three times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's suddenly.
Oh, God. That's a creepy little creature.
It's a good one.
When you build the gate to the Ender or the Nether for the first time, you're stacking the lava stone and then mwah. Oh God, so gratifying. Anyways, we just went off in a Minecraft tantrum.
Yeah.
Got my nipple flaps open and just Minecraft. Oh, Mojang. So good. Oh man, and here's how far off topic we got. Just Cause. It looks like it's gonna be stellar. I'm gonna play it for the first time tonight. came out with DLC immediately. That was disappointing. There was a couple other small hiccups. People are talking about the controls being a little wonky. But overall, if you like Just Cause 2, Just Cause 3 looks like it's going to be great. And next week episode, which should be on time next week, we're going to record before I get called out of town. I should have a full gameplay. I'm going to blast through a ton of this week.
Do that.
Maybe I'll finish it because I'm sure shit not going to finish anything else. Still haven't finished Witcher. Still haven't finished Metal Gear Solid. Witcher.
I want to, if that counts for anything. I want to.
Yeah. I got it in my heart, but
I can't stop playing Rocket League or Dirty Bomb.
Oh, they just steal my. You want to play when we get off here?
I need to eat. I require sustenance, and I need to spend time with Melissa.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I got
to
do the same. Not with Melissa, but with the other Mel.
Right.
Well, so it's creepy. I got nothing left on the docket for today.
Man, one last thing. I think I'm going to buy a PlayStation 4 for No Man's Sky. That is all. That's all I have to say. That's it. Speaking of false promise space games.
You're a traitor.
I may be.
You're going to get Destiny
traitor.
As soon as you get it. You're going to get the Destiny version that comes with Destiny and then go, it's the one they had. So,
I thought about it. The problem is that it's like $360 for the white one. I want the just plain white one. I don't want the one with like the shitty little decorations.
Racist. Sorry.
Maybe a little, but I still want the white one. It doesn't run as fast, but fuck it, whatever, it looks cool.
Well, next weekend when you've got about 40 hours in on your new PlayStation 4, we'll get back together and talk about new games.
Hell yeah. Well, all right, everybody. Hell yeah.
We love you. See you next
week. Thanks for dealing with us being late. Peace.